Oh, excuse me, Claire.
Yes.
I just wanted to say Andrew Lyons is going to try to be coming in too.
Okay, sounds good.
Will you still be here or are you switching the host?
I will still be here. I'm just gonna hide myself because there's a chance I might have to answer the door at some point. But I will still be here. I'll make you a co-host just in case. But the meeting is recording and you're good to go.
Awesome, thank you. There's four of us. Welcome, everyone. Nice to see you all. Oh, look at you, Patrick, all in your gear. Very official. This is the March meeting of the Canton Youth Services Bureau. Welcome to all of you. We are starting at 6:04. We are expecting a guest, Andrew Lyon from the McCall Foundation. So if anyone notices that he's in the waiting room before I do, please let me know. I will keep my phone handy in case he's having trouble. I don't think we have anyone for public comment, so we can go to a sponsorship request. I'm wondering if Claire is the one that knows about that. Does anybody else?
Yes, that is me. So that's just the re-up for the stands field. We have the billboard up, so it would just be reapproving. I believe it's $400 per billboard, and you guys have two up, so it'd be $800 to reallocate those funds again and renew that sponsorship.
Oh, there he is. Great. Is there anybody that would like to discuss anything about that? Or are you unclear about what that is? Is that something that needs a little more explanation?
Do we have two on the same field or two on different fields?
That's a great question. Welcome, Andrew.
There is two on different fields. So one is on Van Gemeren and one is on the new field, Stansfield.
Okay, so these are billboard-like sponsorships. They've been up for several years. It says Canton Youth Services Bureau. I don't remember what else it says, Claire. Does it have our phone number?
I
Is it
believe it
social
does.
services?
Yes, it has the contact information for Canton Social Services.
So there's a question for you, Claire. Maybe it won't be one that can get answered tonight, but would that be more appropriate to be Parks and Rec at this point?
So, most likely, I'd have to talk to Taryn about it, but as some of you might know, Parks and Recreation and Canton Senior and Social Services has combined. So we are now the Canton Parks, Recreation, Senior, and Community Services. So we now work really closely with TANOA. So that is kind of the current way of things. So I definitely think it is a possibility to kind of update that contact information. I think any new design would just come with that renewal of, yes, we want to keep those, but it's going to be this instead of this current one.
Would you mind, Claire, being the person to confirm or change that if it's supposed to be changed? If it's supposed to stay the same, we're all set, right? You
Yes.
can use the
Yep.
same.
I'll talk to Taryn about that when I get back into the office.
Okay. Anybody have any other discussion on this topic? All right. So, would anybody like to make a motion to spend the $800 to reallocate the funding for the softball billboards? Want to do that, Pat? Go ahead, Patrick. Are you able to unmute?
There we go. Yeah,
There
I'll go for that.
You want to make a motion? Go ahead.
I make a motion to allocate those funds for the signs.
Right. And let it
I'll
be stated
second.
there be $800. Thank you, Alden. So seconded, all in favor? Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you
Can I
very much.
just get can I get a an answer really quick about the merger? I think I missed that. So Parks and Rec and Social Services have merged, as well as YSB. Like, how, what does that look like, Claire? So the way that everything kind of happened was the senior and social service department had some staff leave. This was back in like October timeframe. Parks and Rec, in response to that, was kind of tasked with taking over the senior center for in a temporary setup. So we took over senior activities just while the town kind of figured out the best way to move forward. And it was determined that the best way to move forward would be to combine Parks and Rec, senior center, and the social services departments kind of into one big unit of a department. All the staff are still there. It's myself, Kelly, Taryn, and Noah. And we're currently looking for a part-time position who's going to also be assisting with senior programming.
And that includes us as well in the social services realm.
So, yeah, I mean, YSB has always been involved with both Parks and Rec and social services. So it doesn't necessarily, it wasn't a talking point in this because you guys have always been with Parks and Rec, slash social services. So if anything, now there's just even better communication between Parks and Rec and social services than there already was.
Gotcha. And does that mean that in the future, sorry for all my questions, does that mean that in the future that we'll be combining meetings like this with other members of those services, or are we continuing this separately?
So for now, I think the discussion has been just to kind of keep it all the same. Obviously, with Tanoa being now part of the Parks and Rec department, that is now a broader department. I could definitely talk to her about seeing an increased involvement from her. But in terms of additional, like the senior center has the Commission on Aging, there won't be any involvement from that board. There won't be any partnership between that board and YSB unless there's a programming aspect that we could do where it's like a multi-generational thing.
Okay, thank you. And last question, what is the part-time position that they want to fill?
So I don't remember the exact title off the top of my head, but it's essentially a part-time. I believe it's 4 days a week from like 9 to 2. And it's just somebody who's going to be down in the senior center serving the seniors when they tend to be physically there. A lot of the things that we've heard is it is inconvenient to have to walk upstairs to, do registrations for programs when they've been so used to being down in the senior center. So we're kind of trying to have almost a coordinator position down there, somebody who's going to be there to, assist with kind of the day-to-day tasks.
Thank you, Claire.
Yeah, of course.
So we have a guest. Andrew Lyon is here today from McCall. We appreciate you being here. I know we tried to pull a meeting together a couple of weeks ago and it didn't work out. So we're grateful that you're able to hop in on this next one. With the board's permission, would you mind if we make Andrew the next line item? Or Patrick, do you think we need to do the police report next in case you get called away? How do you feel about that? That sticky mute button. yet. Yes, move Andrew in. Okay. Is everyone else all right with that? Is that okay with you, Jennifer? Okay. Andrew, would you mind just kind of starting as if we hadn't had the email and the discussion, giving us an overview of the funding opportunity, of the scope of it, of the need for our, I think we do actually want to go forward with a vote or at least an approval on the record of this meeting so that you can continue to work with the other partners in this endeavor.
Thank you for having me. I don't think, except for Claire, I don't think I've met anybody else here on the screen. So I'm Andrew Lyon. I'm the Director of Prevention Services at McCall. And so I oversee a department that manages several federal, state, locally funded youth substance use prevention coalition grants. We also have mental health training grants. We have several grants that really focus on a sort of large spectrum of what prevention sort of could look like in communities. And so one of the things that, our team, we do a lot of school-based programming. And so some of you might be aware that we've been actually working with a Canton High School for several years now in several kind of capacities, bringing in prevention presentations. But then really our big one is our insight groups, which really provides structured, facilitated support to identified high-risk students in the school, really focusing on either drug use or other behavioral health concerns, mental health concerns, and things like that. And so our work in the Canton High School has really kind of sort of keyed us into sort of the fact that, there are several towns in our area that are under-resourced for implementing sort of community-wide youth substance use prevention sort of activities. These look like sort of large groups of concerned citizens, key stakeholders, folks who can come to the table and identify sort of what the issue is going on in town. What are parents concerned about? What are teachers concerned about? What are law enforcement officers concerned about? And then how can we as a community get together and take action against these things, whether it's identifying maybe there's a liquor store that doesn't card and kids know that they can purchase alcohol there, or there's sort of a neighborhood that's known for sort of partying or something like that. And so every once in a while, either state or federal funders will come out with a funding opportunity that will allow for a sizable amount of resources dedicated to bringing in a really focused effort to build these prevention, these really community-focused prevention groups, these coalitions. So recently, DEMIS released a funding opportunity that would do just this. The opportunity is $125,000 per year for 5 years. There are going to be 10 awards across the state. It will allow us to hire a dedicated full-time prevention staff member who would focus specifically on the community funded. So in our sort of perfect world, they'd be able to focus on Canton and understanding what's going on in Canton. How can we sort of get folks from the community together to better understand and take action against some of these behavioral health concerns that we're seeing in our community. Laura, you sort of hinted at a couple sort of constraints to this. One of the requirements to be able to apply for this is that we need to have an agreement to sort of collaborate with the local prevention council. And so the Canton Youth Service Bureau is the identified local prevention council here in Canton. And so one of the requirements for us to be able to sort of take advantage of this opportunity is the agreement from you all to work with us with this initiative. What working with us looks like is really going to be sort of based on the sort of our approach and how we implement prevention. And so our team are very sort of focused on making sure that the folks on the ground, that you all are the ones who lead the decision making. And so our intent is that, we get this grant, if we're able to apply, we get this grant, that our full-time folk would be working directly with you all to figure out who in the community wants to, participate in this coalition, who wants to have a voice, what are the activities that we want to be doing to address the identified concerns that you all are seeing, that folks you know in Canton are concerned about. And so there's that. There's the other organization that we need to also get consent from is the schools. And so the school district needs to agree to implementing regular surveys for their students. So yeah, Alden, I saw that look. We've had some preliminary discussions with some folks in the community, and it is an understandably sort of like nerve-wracking thing to sort of like say, like, all right, we're going to be, surveying our students every 2 years. One of the things that so I've been working with for those of you who may or may not know Justine Ginsburg at the Farmington Valley Health District. We're hoping that if we can get enthusiastic support from the local prevention council, from you all, that this is something you want to do, that will hopefully, help kind of convince the school that this is something that we can partner with. Because, another thing that, I have a lot of experience working with school districts all across the Northwestern corner. This is not a sort of unique concern. And so, it's something that we're very sensitive to, and we're very committed to making sure that, any sort of implementation that we that and when I say we, I mean McCall does, is that we're sensitive to not only the community members, but also the schools and the other sort of key stakeholders in the community. And so that's really where we're kind of hoping to gain a little bit more traction. So I know I've said a lot. I've got a little bit more I can say, but I want to kind of pause there to see if anybody has any kind of immediate questions or concerns, or if they need any clarification so far.
Thanks for everything that you're saying so far. I mean, this sounds very exciting. I'm a little curious. You mentioned that you guys, and it kind of goes back to the thing I was smiling about that you responded to. You said you were working with the high school already.
Yes, so I work directly with the high school. My sort of professional relationship with the school district itself is less close, and so I've been working through Justine to hopefully have conversations with John Bishop and blanking the superintendent's name. I
Jordan.
apologize,
Jordan,
Jordan.
of course.
Thank you. To have these discussions, and so. I'm not entirely sure where we're going to land with that, but because there are so many sort of moving pieces required to this, I figured, I wanted to start with this conversation with you all to sort of see kind of where you're at with this.
And also, I think it's important for the board to know that you're under an extreme time crunch.
And
You
so
have.
that was, yeah, that's the little bit more that I kind of wanted to talk about because I wanted to get the information out there and then scare you all afterwards. This grant is due on the 20th, and so it's next Friday, which doesn't leave a lot of time. This is
That's why
also
we were
work.
trying to get together in February, but I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay. Thankfully, the way this grant is written is that DMIS is looking to fund organizations that have the capacity to implement best practice prevention. My team is that organization that has tons of experience bringing trained, educated, experienced preventionists into communities to guide this really grassroots sort of prevention program. And so a lot of the grant has kind of already a little bit been written because we're also applying for two other communities in addition to Canton. So that's the other kind of piece to this. This is a very competitive application. It's also going to be a very like DMIS likes to see data for the sort of grants that they fund. My argument is that Canton, the Canton sort of town and the school doesn't really have a lot of data in this because you're under-resourced, and that under-resourcing is exactly why your community needs this grant, why it would benefit so much from this grant. And so my kind of approach where I've been sort of thinking of this is that the partnership between McCall Prevention and Canton Local Prevention Council, Canton Youth Service Bureau, Farmington Valley Health District, the Canton School District, and other community stakeholders is going to be the basis to a really effective approach. But yeah, I do want to sort of like level set with everybody that there are quite a few kind of hurdles we got to get to, but I'm kind of in the place where I'm feeling confident that we'd be able to get an application through so long as everybody's on board, everybody's happy about this, everybody's kind of excited. But I don't want, I want to be sort of realistic that even if we kind of agree to this, that, it may not work out, but I mean, I'm still excited about it.
Can you
So,
answer a really basic question for me?
of
So,
course.
super. If it's June or whatever, the money would be granted possibly to a town. Let's say Canton's lucky enough to get it. Where does it go? Where does that allocation go? And then who does the reporting, the quarterlies? Who decides what that gets allocated to what? If we want to have Patrick do a DARE program under this, if we want to do something, how do we retrieve the funds? Who hires the staff? Who manages the staff? Just not every little bit of that, but just kind of an overview. Like
Yeah, no, of
what resides
course.
with us and what doesn't.
So the way that these grants work is that an organization that has the capacity to manage the staffing and the reporting submits the application. And so the money would go to McCall. But what this grant means is that the money isn't McCall's. The money is the town's coalition. The money belongs to the town's like prevention coalition. And so this would be because you have a local prevention council in this body here, the decision makers on where the funding would go would be you all plus whoever else sort of joins the coalition. So we build a structure based on 12 identified community sectors. And so that's youth, parents, school, law enforcement, media, businesses, faith, civic organizations, and a few others. And those folks at the table will jointly go through the evidence-based process called the Strategic Prevention Framework, guided by the full-time staff member, to develop data collection, building the capacity of the coalition to then design a plan that's based on data, and that means surveys, but then also like community testimonials and just voiced concerns from the coalition to identify what are the activities that we're going to do and that we're going to fund. And so long as those activities that are identified by the coalition don't violate these funding restrictions of the grant, then that's what we spend the money
So
on.
we would meet as a coalition, not a youth services bureau. Like this is off to the side. We are what we are, but the coalition would be a new entity that would meet with all those stakeholders that you just mentioned.
It all depends on how you would want to orient it. I could understand that there is independent business that the Youth Service Bureau needs to maintain that doesn't necessarily cross-thread with the coalition. And so having, the coalition meeting separately makes a lot of sense. Some communities, the way that their youth service bureaus or their LPCs are designed is that the coalition business meshes right in, and the sort of youth service bureau becomes the, or the local prevention council becomes the coalition. It's really community dependent, and the way that it's designed is going to be up to the folks at the table. And
Do
so it,
you hire that person, that
yes.
leader?
So,
You would hire them.
yes, so the it would the hiring would be they would become a McCall staff member. Some of the things that
Okay.
we've done in the past, though, is we've made hiring decisions and interviewed alongside of members of the coalition or the Youth Service Bureau or the local prevention council. And so we're open to involving the folks at the table in that hiring process if that's something that they want. But they, yes, they would be a McCall staff member. Additionally, this grant comes with money and a mandate to hire a what's called a youth peer advocate. And so it'd be somebody between the ages of 16 and 24.
Nice.
In my experience, best practice is somebody from the town itself
Yes.
to work either in the school if they're a high school student, because right now we have two other coalitions that have youth peer advocates, and they're both high school students working in the schools to help forward the goals and objectives of the coalition itself. And so there's like a lot of sort of resources that this grant comes with. We also hire an independent evaluator who is very experienced with managing surveys, managing data collection, putting all of that stuff together, and sort of helping that build the like what's happening and why is it happening here. So it would really help the coalition make those data-driven decisions for how this the work. Where we want to go with the work.
What do you need from us tonight? It sounds like this would be just the very beginning of a conversation. What would you need to go forward? You mentioned enthusiasm or participation or whatever. Do you just need to be able to go to John and Jordan and tell them I spoke with the Youth Services Bureau? They are enthusiastically on board. Do you need something more than that. What would you like to get out of tonight's
Yeah, so I think
conversation?
there's three things. One is because of the statutory requirement for the application that we need to get a signed statement of commitment from the local prevention council. I have a template for that, and I'd be happy to provide it to you all. We would need to get that put on your letterhead and signed by whoever would be the most appropriate person to sign it, agreeing to work with us. The second would be ideally if any of you have close connections with John or Jordan, helping to push the issue, particularly because we have such a tight turnaround. And there is concerns around sort of comfort with the survey, because that is an absolute requirement that they need to agree to survey implementation specifically on a quote regular basis, which usually means 2 years.
Has
I
been an
understand
issue.
it's, what's that?
Did you get a feel from how they feel about that? We have had trouble with that.
I've had trouble with that. Justine, we've sent an email last week, and Justine called him today. Fingers crossed we hear back. But if anybody knows either one of them and they can kind of push the issue, that would be really helpful.
So when
And
we
then
had trouble with our approach to doing a survey, I think it was 3 years ago, another thing that came up was that CERAC was going to do a community version of it, which I liked, quite frankly, because not every kid goes to Canton schools. So
Yes.
we have homeschoolers, parochial schoolers, kids who are in different phases, different places, private schools. So I like the community survey. Is that an alternative for us?
I would say that that's not an alternative, that's an addition. That's something that I like to do in our coalitions is that so 1 year we'll do a student survey, the next year we'll do a community survey, then the next year we'll do a student survey, and then sort of kind of on a basis like that, because one of the challenges that we also need to get through with this grant is that we need to collect data from 12 to 20-year-olds. Obviously, 19 and 20-year-olds are typically not in high school, and so we're investigating ways to sort of collect data from them. A community survey is going to be one of those ways. We have a couple other thoughts on that, but. So yes, the community survey is absolutely one that we need. But speaking of that, were you successful in implementing a survey in
No.
either the school or the community? Okay.
No, we were not. We were
Okay.
told that they were doing surveys that were ones that they felt they'd already made commitments to,
Yeah.
and they felt that they were too similar and didn't want to take time through school to
Okay.
implement theirs.
Sure.
But again, that was years ago. Was it probably 3 years ago, folks? Three? Two?
Okay. All right. Well, and then so that brings me to the third thing that I would need is I had mentioned the lack of data, the lack of sort of an update, a recent survey tool. Data can look like many different things. It can look like results from a survey, but it can also look like key informant interviews. It can look like focus groups. It can look like quotes and statements of I've seen this, I'm concerned about that. And so one of the things that I'm hoping to be able to do that would really be critical for, giving us really a good chance at this is getting together some kind of focus group. It could just be you all, but it could also be folks that you know, parents that you know, youth from the community that you know, other officers, in the Canton Police Department or in that realm, library staff, just folks, stakeholders in the town, so that we could gather just perspective to really sort of lend additional kind of information in our application to give the reviewers better context as to like why Canton is a community that is worth investing in for this.
How
And so
about police and EMS statistics? Is that something that could be included?
Absolutely. I want to take a couple steps back because I don't know if I super clarified. I think I breezed over it. This grant is specifically focusing on underage drinking prevention. But the way sort of my philosophy on prevention is that the substance usually isn't really the big thing to focus on. It's those underlying root causes that we really want to focus on, the mental health, the anxiety, other sort of behaviors around that. And so while we want to sort of any data that we have to talk about underage drinking, whether it's reported use rates or hospitalization rates or police encounters with, as it pertains to underage drinking, that's would be huge. But any other data that we have to show related sort of topics around any kind of behavioral health condition, mental health, suicide, other substances for both youth and even sort of older adults, would really be helpful information. I've gotten Epicenter data and some data from the health district that will be helpful, but anything else that I could get to really help bolster the argument that we're looking to make through this application, the story that we want to tell would be really, really helpful.
I just want to go on record. I personally am 100% on board and would love to see this, and would like to state that my own personal vote is to, it's not actually to vote, but I would endorse this. I would love to work with the Farmington Valley Health District, the schools, the faith community, all the different partners you mentioned. We could probably brainstorm and put together a list of organizations focused on Canton, different ones that we could pull together. Even if it were for an email to address it in the beginning, I would absolutely love to work it. I think that I don't know how to go forward. I guess you would be the vehicle to go forward, because the buy-in from school might be our next step. Would you agree? Is that the next thing?
Yes, absolutely, because that's a requirement. I do want to state, though, that regardless of whether or not we apply or whether or not we, are successful in getting this funded, Canton is a community that we've been involved in for a while, and I'd like to see more kind of involvement and engagement and resource coming in. So even if we start to pull some data together, if we get a focus group together to have discussions around this, I would argue that it would still be useful for looking for additional opportunities and helping to increase the capacity of the LPC, of the Youth Service Bureau, and the partnering organizations to really look at, like, hey, what are other prevention opportunities that we might be able to engage? And so I would agree that, our next step is, let's get the school on board for this. But I would still say that if there are folks interested in getting together to discuss this at some point in the near future, I mean, if we want to get it for this grant, it would have to be like in the next couple of days. But regardless, I think going through this exercise would also be useful, regardless of where we go with the application.
Why don't you all weigh in and let Andrew know how you feel?
I'm very excited about this. I think it sounds like a really great opportunity. I agree with you. I mean, I think it would be great to see if we can get it together and apply for this grant, and maybe we'd even get it, and that'd be fantastic. But I think even if we didn't, kind of going in the direction of being organized around these principles and trying to get our stakeholders involved and really thinking about how we can collect data, since that's been one of our big sticking points, it would be super useful. So I'm happy to support however we can.
I completely agree. I don't see what there is to lose. So, I mean, we might as well try. It sounds like a really great resource. I apologize for my kids if you're hearing them. But I completely agree. And I'd love to get the ball rolling in this. And then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't, but at least we tried.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think obviously the biggest hurdle is the timing as of this point, and getting other people to potentially buy in. I think that's probably the biggest two hurdles. But other than that, I mean, I think it's a great collaboration and partnership that can be very successful if it works out. I'm definitely on board with doing whatever I can on my end to, get the ball rolling if for what you would need from me specifically.
Thank you for that.
Fantastic.
And true, anything else we can do for you? You'll send that template. Would you send that to Claire, please? Claire, would that be all right with you if you receive it?
Yes, I will not be in the office again until Wednesday, though. So if there is a time crunch, it's probably best to Lori have it be sent to you and CC in. Andrew, you still have Taryn's email, right?
Oh yes, yeah, I can send it to all three of you.
Yeah, I think if that's probably the best to get it quickly going, just because I won't be at a work computer until Wednesday.
That's okay. You do your move. Make
Yes.
sure you're there. Andrew, we really appreciate you taking time after a long day. I'm sure you had one. Thank you so much. I think you all heard him loud and clear. If you feel you can speak, Patrick, to anyone at the schools, Patrick.
Yeah, I'll definitely get on the ball with that.
Thank
If
you.
I could be sent something as like a kind of a breakdown, something I could go off of, depending if that's possible, kind of like a, somewhat like a cliff notes or something of
That's
what's
okay.
being brought to the table and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have just like I have a template for the LPC commitment. I also have a template for the school commitment. It
Perfect.
really is, yeah, I think at this point we would have to be very forward and blunt about like this means we're going to need to do a survey every 2 years, which is what it states. So I'll send that to, I don't know if I have your contact. Is it Patrick?
Yeah, it's Pat
B-T-B-T-B-T-B.
Tabesio. If it's on the if it's
Lori,
on the
if
email.
Andrew sends it to you, maybe you could forward it to all of us because that would be super helpful too. And I'll see if there's anybody that I don't know if I have any good connections, but I can try.
Absolutely. Every one of you have connections that could help.
And that's the beauty of coalition work, though, is that everybody has something that they can contribute. And so, this is a really exciting opportunity.
And your caveat about this isn't the be all end all, I would love to work with you regardless. So this may or may not transpire. We may have too many moving parts right now to pull this off, but we want a youth coalition so badly in our town. It's something we've been trying and trying and trying for. So whatever that shape, whatever shape it takes, whatever groups come together to do it, I really appreciate your energy and your offering to work with us in whatever capacity ends up being a good fit for us. So thank
Yeah,
you for that.
absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, I'm not sure if anybody else has any other questions or needs any clarification. But if
No.
not, I mean, I really appreciate the time, and look
Sure.
forward to whatever this turns out to be.
Okay. Thank you again. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And I will
Thank
send
you.
that stuff
You're welcome to
to
stay, but
Noah.
yes, certainly probably don't want to.
I
Thank you, Andrew.
why. Sorry, I've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old like
No, I
right
was
in the door
kidding.
behind me, so I should
No.
get back to that. But
Bring it to
thank
them.
you.
All
Thank you,
right. Thank you
Andrew.
again.
All right,
Thanks.
take care, everybody.
Okay, folks. I'll make this quick. I don't believe we got a school report. Sorry to see no one from school here because that would have been great to have someone on that, on the call with them. Claire, were they included in the invites this month? Just curious.
I'm not sure. I was not there when it got posted.
Okay, well, we'll communicate with them. So I don't have a school report. No one else received one, did they? Okay. Patrick, did you bring one? A police report?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
So just two things. Dare continues. The end of the month will be our sixth lesson session. That will be our final one for this year. This year was more of a kind of get in the door program type thing. So, but kids are asking questions, they're being engaged, and it's been really great so far of what I expected it to be. So that's very good and very positive. I don't know if the last meeting I discussed it, but the Canton Police Department had put in requests from the opioid settlement funds. To cover a couple different costs. There are three main line items that we utilized, one of which was the new drug display box. Basically, it's just a box that if you go into lobby at the CPD now, there's a box that is just a display of any and all drugs that we may come across, or that people can look at to see, like, hey, I don't want to touch this, that, or the other thing.
How old is it?
It's old. That one is fairly old. It's almost like it's like eroding, basically.
Yeah.
So Chief put in for that. That was an approximate cost of $400. The box will also be used for other outreach programs, such as school programs, other youth service needs as necessary. The other expense was that he put toward was for the DARE expenses. There are expenses for books, training materials, and some overtime reimbursement for myself. Those kind of broke down to workbooks is $500, materials $700, OT admin hours were $700, which would total out to $1,900. And the last item was a new camera for the camp police detective. The new camera would enhance the detective's ability to perfect his investigative efforts to document evidence collection and crime scene details to ensure our criminal investigation efforts will be successful. A successful investigation will assist with better case dispositions that may include prevention, treatment, and recovery options. The approximate cost of that was $2,400. I have yet to hear from Chief whether or not those items were agreed upon, but those are the three main items that we put forward to try to get funding for.
Who
So
are
that's
you waiting to hear from?
it's from the opioid settlement funds. So the exact person I don't know, but they
I thought
have
you
been
mentioned a name. I just didn't catch the name.
no, just Chief. He put it through toward the settlement fund. So those are the items that he put on to potentially get not reimbursed, but potentially get funding for. And that's all I have.
If you find that you are not granted those funds, would you like to approach the YSB to cover those costs? Is that part of why you might be outlining it for us?
It's possible. I mean, like I said, I mean, the past like two, three times we've had meetings, I've always kind of put in a notion about the DARE program and funding and stuff. This year was pretty much covered by the school for the most part. As soon as I, because I'm lucky, as soon as I ordered the workbooks, they sent me an email the next like day saying that the workbooks would be discontinued. You'd have to order new ones. So
Jeez.
if they have me back next year, which I hope they do, that's obviously going to be a line item that needs to get taken care of.
Okay.
So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, I guess.
Anybody have any questions for Patrick?
It's great that it's getting up and going like that. It's great
Yeah, that it
Yeah, it's
was
been
well
really
received.
good. I mean, it's like I said, it's been as I expected, if not better. Kids are engaged, they're asking questions, and I always get them after gym class, so they're always like their blood pressure's up and they're active, so it actually works out pretty well. But
They're
it's been
fifth
pretty good
graders,
so far.
right?
Sixth graders.
Sixth graders. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate what you do so much.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that report. All right. After that was finance. Clary, do you want to do a finance report or do you want to email a document or how is that going to work for now?
I mean, it's kind of up to you guys going forward. I could be the one overseeing the finance report. I think in the past, Rochelle did it, but
Right.
I could definitely start organizing one going forward.
Do you know if we had any expenditures this month?
I don't believe there was anything outside of counseling.
I would think there would have been counseling, yeah.
But and then a call the insight. However, it's normally a lower amount. And then counseling, I believe we really Jeffrey Morisano is the one who like consistently bills us. And I think
Yes.
his bill was around like $200 or something like
Oh.
that. So low amounts, but
I thought we got some from Elaine this month that were pretty long term, but I could be wrong on that.
yeah, I can take a look. When I get back, and then I can going forward, I can do the finance report.
Okay. It's appreciated, at least for the time being. If anyone's interested in becoming the treasurer, it is an open position. There's a plug. Okay, and then counseling is the next one. We have had minimal, maybe one or two this month. The biggest development with counseling is that the referrals are going to go to Mark Penny's office at this point. So that is new. Instead of social services or us anymore, if anyone, it probably will be brought to Tanoa's attention, I would think. I think most people who need help would look at social services as a place to go to try to find out about how to get it. But as you know, they come from all different places. So Mark wants it to go to his office to be assigned to the therapist going forward. So I think the challenge will be I will be, making sure Lori DeVito at the schools knows that, but it's the community members who might be looking for it. So I'm hoping that they would look towards social services as a natural place to look for assistance and all different kinds of things, and that she would be referring them to Mark Penny.
Do we have a contact number or email or something that we're supposed to use if people are looking for that?
Mark's office?
Yeah, I don't know that number.
Sure. Maybe we could put that in the minutes. He is 860-693-7837. So they'll take the calls, they'll have the list of the therapists, and they will contact the therapists and connect the two parties. That's how
Do
I
we
have
know
that
why
piece.
that change has been put forward? Do we know why that is?
I went and met with Tanoa because I was wanted to make sure that she was ready to assume the duties. She was the person who had been identified years ago as the right person because she was director of social services. It just never happened, and a lot of things happened. And so I just wanted to finalize it and make sure that she was aware of who they were, how to reach them, what the process was, how things come in. She's had things come in a little bit, but mainly from the police department. And usually they just said, send it to us. And her own, she has her own pool of funds. So she has a different therapist, not ours, that she uses when she gets someone who needs counseling. So when I approached her, I went down and met with her. She said, I don't want to take this on until I know if Mark wants me to. And she and Mark spoke, and Mark said, for the time being, he'd like it to go through his office. So that's not really a good answer to your question, but that's just how it transpired.
Okay, thank you. I
That
was
may be
just
a
curious.
transition, because as Claire alluded, there's a lot of things in transition right now. That may just be a transitional solution. But I did explain to Mark when he wanted to hear about it that it's literally taking a phone call. Hi, my name is Alden. My daughter needs some help. She's very anxious. She's in fifth grade. Wondered if there's services available still through Youth Services Bureau. Most definitely. Let me see. I have someone call you. Sometimes I ask if they prefer a male or a female therapist. I call the therapist. Can you take a fifth grader? Absolutely. Please give me my number. I connect the two parties and walk away. So there's not a lot of therapeutic need for anyone to do anything more than really it's like a matching. Sometimes you'd have to go to a second one if they couldn't, or that kind of thing. So we're lucky to be, we're blessed with the four therapists on duty. We don't have much from Wendy ever, but we have Elaine, Jeff, and Michael that take kids regularly and very quickly when I call. It's a very quick turnaround. And I really just, if anything else goes through the goes between the cracks, I just don't want that to change. Because over the years, I really pride myself in making sure that that's been one of our top priorities. You need help, you call, you say you need us. We've always had the funding, and we've always been able to get help very quickly. And some of these people are people who've tried to get help and have been told it'll be a 4 week wait, or you'll have an intake, and then in 6 weeks you'll get a therapist, and maybe it'll be at Wheeler. And it's in the community, it's accessible, and it's very rapidly done. So I'd like to make sure that doesn't go away.
Thank you for explaining that. Thank you.
Sure.
So, Laura, just so we're on the same page,
Yes.
going forward from the PD standpoint, if we catch a case where we wanted to make the referral, I guess only the only thing that we would need was to leave a voicemail with some of the demographics and required contact numbers and stuff like that for the office, and then we'll go from there, basically.
I would go
Or
to the, I would do an email. I think
okay.
an email would be a better way because there'd be a trail there, and that way someone could be forwarded the information if need be.
Directly to Mark?
Yes.
Okay.
Until he tells you differently. That's what he told me so far.
Okay,
All
so do you know his email?
It's good. It's
Yeah,
probably M Penny at
M. Penny.
talentpm.ct.org.
Precisely.
Is there an E in Penny?
MPENNEY at townofcantonct.org.
Okay.
Good question, Alan. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Lori, if there was something that had gone through prior to this discussion, would it have
Yes.
been potentially transferred to him directly, or we don't know, potentially, depending?
I sent out everything I got. There haven't been that many, but
Okay.
do you
Just
mean like to follow up like for JRB or something like that?
no, I'm just kind of thinking about if something had gone through that, maybe didn't get through to the right people, if they would have sent it to him directly, or just I'm
We're
just thinking.
just taking that step now. So up until now, it's been me. So
Okay.
we're just launching that now.
Okay.
I wanted you to know before we actually put that into play. And then the last piece of that is I have to make sure Lori DeVito, the school social worker, knows because she is a referral source as well. The hard part is the community isn't really going to have any way to be told this. I'm just hoping that it's their natural inclination to go to Tanoa and that she would be directing them. And also, this could be transitional. I don't know if this is how it's going to stay. So.
Yeah, I also share the same concerns as you, Laura. I just don't see how anyone could come to that conclusion easily. Like just with talking with other parents about the services available for youth services, it was hard for them to find youth services, but like, no, I've never even heard parents talk about social services as it pertains to like potential therapy. That it's just because I'm so involved in the parents because I have kids in multiple schools here. And I have these conversations often, and it's just not as obvious as we would hope. So maybe
It's
sometime in the
kind of
future
a
we can.
generic thing that social services is like the umbrella in any town USA where you would go for energy assistance or SNAP benefits or backpacks or whatever it is. So I'm hoping that that umbrella is a place you'd seek help.
Yeah,
That
yeah.
is my hope, that that's not
Yeah.
specific to Canton. It is really hard to find Youth Services Bureau. I had a call recently. My most recent referral said she finally, I think, remembered me from a Screen Agers or something like that and figured out how to reach me. But I think that's a challenge for the Youth Services Bureau going forward. If there's a way, we've done this in the past. There's a Facebook page, there's a website, there's a bunch of things that we've done, but it hasn't been maintained and we haven't done anything promotional. And Claire's work on the grant for the LCPC this year was about just that, right, Claire? It was about trying to get the word out, trying to get publicity, trying to get the Youth Services Bureau to be more of a household word. So I still think that's a challenge for us. And I think it's something we used to use a lot of fairs and organizational, the Sam Collins Day, the Collinsville Hot, the different things that were in town. We always had booths and things like that, maybe health fairs or things like that. But I think we could use more visibility for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. There's just not enough information either, I think, going out at school and all that. But we've talked about that already before.
Do people in Canton call 911? I'm just, or, sorry, not 911, 211. Just
Yes, they
thinking
do.
about, they do. I'm just wondering, is that like, do they, because I know like where I'm in Torrington, that's a big resource that families and we use as a school. If we're trying to connect people with resources, we might call there and say, this is our need, and they can connect us with an agency that meets that need. And I'm wondering, is that like something that we could do on the back end, like, I don't know, communicate with the people at 211 to say, hey, if you get calls about counseling for youth in Canton, we are a resource that could help and like have that contact information. I don't know if that's a thing or not.
It's wise. I would think someone would need to take on contacting 211 and making sure that they stayed current with us too, so that they had a contact phone number or contact email that always stayed fresh, maybe a couple times a year. Bring that back up again. In my field, 211 is viewed as not the best right now. It has been better in the past,
Yeah.
but you can get put on hold for a long time. You may not have someone come out anymore. They used to come out and see people. they're taking on a lot of other things like housing and therapy and rehab and all that. So it's not always people's choice of a resource. But it's something, right? It's something easy that everybody knows the number for. Pat, in your experience, you're finding people, are they successful with 211 or are they just know it because it's
Yeah, it's
Probably
kind of like
sounds weird.
50-50. Me personally, I can't really think of too many times where it was a juvenile or younger that would be brought to their our attention via 211. Usually it would just be, either a 911 call to us or a regular routine line to us. So there was a medical or a welfare check. There have been instances where 211 was involved, and obviously that link would be great, and I think it would be
We'll close the circle, yeah.
kind of a great stepping stone to kind of, create that less of a boundary there, I guess. But for me personally, like I said, I think for the most part, we just do for the PD is more so routine line calls or medical calls, and they call 911, and then, we go to the situation, the scene, and we kind of figure out what we need to do. The 211 predominantly is more so, like I said, in my career has more so been with like adults, and older individuals that have called and asked for help. And then they either request us to go to that location to figure out what's going on, and or to go to that location to figure out if that individual needs to go to the hospital due to, whatever is the issue going on, depending upon mental health or substance abuse, whatever the case may be.
We use 211 in Torrington for students who are in health crisis sometimes, and that connects us with Wellmore that sends out counselors and social workers. So that's what made me think about it a little bit. So I don't know.
I like
I can reach out,
anytime.
right? Research and see if there's
Well,
like a.
anytime you provide them with another resource, then they're more equipped to handle calls in a community. So it's a definite advantage for them to have that information.
I'll look into it, see if there's a like a way to connect
Thank
on
you.
that side. So if anybody has any secret ins to how you like connect with the people behind the phones at 211, please let me know, but I'll just start at square one and see where I get.
Just call it and see how long you're on hold. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Thank you for stepping up and offering to do that. Okay, anybody have any new business for tonight? Okay. Claire, do you have anything else you need to bring to us?
Nope, I don't have anything.
Happy moving.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking time to do this in the middle of your move. That's very nice of you to do that when you've got a lot going on personally.
Yeah, no worries.
Right. And if anyone need to reach out to me, please do. And we'll see how Andrew makes out. And if anyone wants to email Andrew directly, did you know what his email was? You got him from that last invite, right? The one in February. Do you all have him on that?
Can you just read it off to me just to make sure that I have it?
I'm looking for it. Thanks. He is Andrew dot Lyon, LYON, at MCCALLBHN, like Behavioral Health Network, dot org.
MCCALLBH.
MCCALLB, like in boy, H, N as in Nancy. Behavioral Health Network, I think it is.
.com.
Dot org.
Dot
Sorry.
org. Okay. And I will also, when I go back in, if I am available, I get to start inquiring about 211 and how do we li do that link up. I mean, obviously, if that were to happen right now, currently, do you want to just give them the 693-7837 Mark Penny office line? It's
Correct.
the quickest, easiest way.
Yes.
And then obviously we can input, if I can, I'll input the email as well. I can't guarantee that that will happen, but I will try my best.
And if any of you end up in this conversation going forward, you know it won't be me because of my status change. But my concern is that they don't work Fridays, so a call could come in and be sitting from Friday till Monday morning. So that would not have happened in the past. I would get it on my own personal phone and I would immediately respond with a therapist. Again, sometimes I don't get a hold of them that day, but but that gives us a 3-day lag at some point. So it might be something for refining it a little bit down the road where there's more of a an on-call feel to it. Maybe a different coverage for the weekend or something. That wouldn't be any different in social services though. They work the same schedule, so. It wouldn't be different. It was more different because it was me. So, all right. Well, thank you all for your time tonight. It's so nice to see you all. I appreciate you helping us make quorum. And Claire, thank you for all of your organizational assistance in the middle of your move. Everybody have a nice evening.
All right, guys,
Thanks
be
for
safe. Have a
bringing
good
Andrew
night.
to us.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.